Yesterday, the Barack Obama campaign announced that Tampa businessman Frank Sanchez has been named national chairman of Latino fundraising for the campaign. Sanchez has already been active with Obama as an advisor on Latin American issues and as a chief fundraiser here in Florida. Sanchez previously worked in the Bill Clinton administration as an assistant secretary of transportation, where he oversaw international negotiations. Sanchez ran and lost to Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio in a runoff election back in 2003. WMNF caught up with Sanchez today in London, where he's working with his current business. Earlier in the campaign, Hillary Clinton was receiving the majority of the Latino vote. We asked Sanchez how we could help Obama bridge that factor.
Well, in some respects, we're already bridging it. Barack has done very well among young Latinos almost across the board, across the country. Where we have challenges is in Latinos that are over 45, who have a great fondness for President Bill Clinton, and I believe that fondness has carried over to Senator Hillary Clinton. But we're slowly making inroads there. I think we're going to do very well in November, but we're not going to wait to build that relationship between Barack and the Latino Hispanic community. We're going to start it right now. And I'm excited about the commitment that the campaign has made to reaching out to Hispanics and Latinos for the November election. It's a very strong commitment, and I'm very proud to be playing a role in that.
Well, appearing this morning on ABC's The View program, Obama was asked and had to answer once again questions about his former pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. The head of his campaign now for Latino fundraising, Frank Sanchez, says he believes Obama has successfully dealt with the issue with his speech on race last week in Philadelphia. And national polls released this week seem to indicate the issue hasn't become a factor in his contest against Senator Hillary Clinton.
No, I don't think it has, and I think it hasn't, because I believe that the American public was very happy with the way Senator Obama responded to Reverend Wright's comments. He was very courageous in his response. He addressed the issues. He addressed the comments squarely, condemned them, didn't leave any wiggle room in terms of his condemnation of the comments, but then took the opportunity to elevate issues of race in a way that I can't remember in my lifetime any politician ever doing. And I think he's gotten a very positive response for having the courage to shed light on a very, very sensitive subject of tension that people feel, whether they're white or black. And I was very proud to be helping someone who had the courage to do that.